Listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill. Check it out, Jordan.
Hour number two, we're live from Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap here in Biloxi in the Boomtown Casino. Come on by, have a little lunch, and see the new location of Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap, where we are each and every Friday, 132 Royal Street. This one's on Bayview Drive. Can't miss it, right on the bay. You take the interstate to 110. Right when you cross the bridge, first exit is Bayview Drive. Go left, and it's about, I don't know, three blocks over on your left, right on the bay. And once you walk in, you can't miss us. You'll see not only us here today, but the restaurant is staring familiar Old Saint Sports Bar, Old Saint Restaurant as well. Plus, you got some nice, what is it, Bayview windows. See what I just did there? Because it is windows that are looking into the bay.
Really?
Yeah.
Learn something new every day.
Double 03 is the number to give us a call if you'd like to chime into conversation at ESPN. Super easy question of the day, Jordan, which is?
Give us your game plan going into this week's matchup against the Los Angeles Rams. Los Angeles Rams.
The what?
The Los Angeles Rams.
The Los Angeles Rams? Yeah, exactly. We've got some really good responses here already. And again, just, you know, give me, what do you think, again, on Tuesdays, the coaching staff puts together the game plan, puts together the game plan on offense, puts together a game plan on defense, special teams, third down, short yardage, goal line, the work. So what are some of the keys? We've gotten some good ones. As we said, Ninth Ward Slim said, look, give me some 5-yard passes, spread the ball around. Other receivers not named Michael Thomas, get them involved in the game. And then on third down, Michael Thomas can step up and catch those balls. Saul gave us 7 points of emphasis for the game plan. Win the time of possession, stop the run, which takes away the Rams' play-action pass, he says. Hit golf often, win third down, win turnover battle. Be physical with the Rams' receiver, play a clean game. Daniel Laurent on Twitter. Target Marcus Peters, test their D-line up the middle for the run game. Let the secondary receivers cause more damage, while Thomas more than likely will be double-teamed. Nola Dad says he'd like to see more of the conservative approach on offense that we utilized in the second half against Philly. Try to keep the Rams' offense off the field and look for some shots late. We pressed early against Philly and it backfired. I hope we are more patient against L.A. That's the third or fourth person that said patience.
I don't like Jay Fowles' response.
What's Jay Fowles?
Buy some tickets for the big game so they can watch the Chiefs and the Rams in the Super Bowl.
I mean, wow. Thanks for that, Jay Fowl. Let's
buy some tickets.
Buy some tickets.
I think they could get in for free.
Here's what's interesting. He brought this up, and I don't know if you guys have been catching this, but apparently this is a thing right now on Facebook. A lot of people are shaming Saints fans. Apparently they are selling at a drastically fast rate. There's a lot of Saints fans posting on Facebook if you want tickets. Secondary, like a lot of Saints fans are selling their NFC Championship tickets, so they can, you know, I guess to Rams fans or whatever to go out there and get it. So I don't know why you would do that. You want season tickets or you want Saints tickets? I'd love Saints tickets too, because then I would be like the other ones.
I barely get the ticket.
But no, it's a serious question. 800-998-1003. If you have tickets for this game, are you selling them? Are you considering selling them? I'd love to know why you would do that, because I'm seeing people on Facebook saying, why would you? You've gone to every game during the regular season. Here it is, a chance to go to the Super Bowl. As a gentleman showing me a stack of bills, he wants to go to the game. You know what I'm saying? Why would you sell your tickets? I mean, I get it. You can get a couple $100, maybe even some thousands, but is it?
It might be worth it.
You're considering it,
yes,
aren't you? So if you had 2 tickets to the Saints, you would sell them?
Depends on how much
NFC Championship game.
Depends on how much I could get back for those tickets.
So you are saying there's a possibility depending on the money.
Absolutely.
Wow. So you don't want to be there and have the opportunity of
could be in the French,
a lifetime.
I could be in the French Quarter once they win. Celebrating on Bourbon Street.
With your stack of cash, huh?
Yeah.
Is that's how you work?
Yeah.
So you're all about the money.
Oh yeah.
800-998-1003. Are you considering selling your Saints tickets? Apparently this is a thing. And especially according with Jordan the intern here, you do it.
Give me a couple beers.
Wow. That's unbelievable. Nah, see? Somebody gave you a dollar. You don't have to sell your tickets.
That's better than an autograph.
That's unbelievable. Would somebody consider
I'll split it with you. 50 cents like you, 50 cents me.
No, like I'm sitting there, I'm like, no way. There's no chance that if you could get into the dome on Sunday that you wouldn't want to be in there. I can't believe it. One angry midget says, stop the run, play bully ball on offense. I think that's also 800-998-1003. Joel, thanks for giving us a call on the Sports Hangover. What you got?
Gus, do not be so naive. Come on, there are a lot of people there that are doing investment opportunities. And when you say a couple hundred dollars, try thousands of dollars that people are probably giving up. Don't act like, oh my God, what is wrong with people? How could they even act like this? You know, my brother has been going to every game this season because he bought the tickets from a guy off of Craigslist before the season even started. Let's be realistic about this. As far as what they need to do, you know, definitely play conservative and try to win in the end because you can wear them down with the offense. Try to spread them out to keep Aaron Donald active. If you need to put him out in coverage, do things you can do to mix that up. But ultimately, the more they can wear them down, the Saints have the weapons on offense to do it, both in the backfield where they're not dependent just on one back like the Rams are.
Joel, that's an interesting point. You said wear them down. That's what the Rams did with the Cowboys, didn't it? They wore them down and just try to give you C.J. Anderson, give you some Gurley, both guys over 100 yards, and you could see that effect that it had. Plus, it did help Jared Goff.
Yes, sir.
All right, Joel, thank you for the phone call. Appreciate it. 800-998-1003. All right, so, look, Joel's bringing it up. If it's a couple of thousand change, combined are 345. And you could put them out there and you got Rams fan.
That will be willing to pay them to get
2K.
To give me a 2K each?
2K.
Or 2K for both.
Or okay. I guess for 2K you'd have to think about it.
No, 2K, I'm taking the money. And I'm watching that at home. On the back of my deck in the man cave.
All right.
Two TVs.
All right.
Instead
of being there, huh?
Oh, absolutely.
Now, I did get a response already that says, Gus, what if you sell your tickets, you take that money, and it helps you get to Atlanta?
Yeah, that's what I was actually about to say. Now you're going to sell your tickets for $5.
Okay, that's not happening unless you're like, I mean, seriously.
Well, I mean, Super Bowl tickets aren't cheap.
You see what you just did? You just lost your sale. You just lost your sale because somebody is going to go to somebody that's not selling for $5,000 and just bought tickets that are not $5,000. So now you got greedy and you didn't sell your tickets. I'm just surprised.
I'll go to another buyer.
Joel, I understand what you're saying. I'm not naive to think that people wouldn't, hey, look, this is a money-making opportunity. Right? Because look what comes up if you win on Sunday. We were looking at this. We were talking about it, Jordan and I. We were driving up. The teams don't get a ton of tickets for the Super Bowl, right? They get something like 11-12% of the tickets. And then the fans get about 8 or 9% of the tickets out of that 12-13%.
Yeah, there's only 8,000 tickets given to each team.
So, well, to the fans.
Yeah, to the fans.
They get 11,000, I think, in the last couple of Super Bowls.
Yeah, 11,000.
So, you know, the players get tickets, the front office gets tickets, their corporate sponsors, she wants tickets. You see, look, he wants tickets over here with the Florida Lee on the back. I like that. So I love that. Let me ask you this, since you're decked out in Houdat gear over here. If you had tickets to Sunday, would you sell them?
Oh, no.
See? She says no.
But what if you could make four times the profit? So you buy the ticket for $200 back.
Okay, she says no. See, that's what I'm talking about. It's an opportunity to see your team go to the Super Bowl.
I'm a diehard Houdat from 1967.
Okay.
I wanted to grow
grew up to be a football coach. In 1970, they laughed at me and said, a girl can't do that.
All right, so she wanted to be a head football coach in 1970. I like that. I got you. No, I hear you. So you would not. You absolutely would go to the game. Fantastic. Sounds good. All right. Well, we'll see if we can get you some tickets, since Jordan and everybody else would sell the tickets if they can do that here as well. 800-998-1003. So we will take a look at that here as well. Before we go to the break, we have a gentleman that has a question, and we'll give you an opportunity to do so, as we are each and every remote. We have a little spare headset for you. So what's your name, man? How you doing?
Oh, absolutely. Glad to have you guys on. My name is Derek Gwynn.
What's up, Derek? How are you?
One of the managers here for Old Saint.
Okay.
So a lot of people were concerned. I see on Twitter chatter and things like that. And I even asked Deuce the same question. Did it look like to y'all that maybe Drew Brees was short-arming a little bit on Sunday? Mm-hmm. Any concerns about his shoulder?
Well, I think we've seen that the arm strength isn't what it used to be from seasons ago. You can still get the ball downfield if you anticipate it and push it downfield and throw it in time.
Right.
I think one of the things from analysis standpoint that I've heard some people talk about is the whole timing and rhythm, right? So if he's confident of where he's going into football and he's got that time, you'll see Drew anticipate and throw to a win. You know, some of the games earlier this weekend, you saw some analysis saying, look, Brady's throwing it, Mahomes is throwing it before the guys even turn. So to that extent, when I see that short arm one there and the one to Taysom Hill, you see him double, triple clutching it?
A lot of times, yeah.
Right. So yeah. I don't know if that's the pressure that got to him, waiting for him to get open, getting to it. When you see him ready to go, and he has, if you look at the highlights from the first game, the one to Michael Thomas,
right.
He got that out in front of him, right?
Right.
He knew the back foot hit and the ball was out. So I think a lot of it goes back to the offensive line. If he's feeling that he has the room to do it, you're not going to see him really double or triple clutch. And I think, again, I'm trying to close my eyes and remember that play again.
Right.
It was almost, and you can ask Deuce, I think it was almost a slight hesitation before he threw that ball. And when he's at full speed, that's all it takes. That's a 5-10 yard difference, a half a second hesitation.
So what do you think? Do you think that maybe a little bit of age is catching up with Drew?
Absolutely. I mean, turned 40 today, right?
Right? Yeah, yeah,
I mean, here's the thing. I don't think it's any coincidence that you did see a shot being taken and Taysom Hill was the guy that threw the ball.
Right.
So that's Sean Payton also saying, all right, look, for whatever reason, we're not getting the ball downfield. We've had two shots. We've come up short.
Right. So, yeah, so last question for you, for Sunday's game against the Rams.
Yeah.
45-35 last time. Do you see the same score again, or do you think it's going to be maybe like a 28-24?
I could see mid to low 20s. Yeah. I mean, I really honestly do. I mean, especially if both teams want to shorten, you know, do they get in shootout again. I mean, I just think they're too, I don't think the offenses are flying the way they did.
I think they peaked. So, I think they both peaked at about the same
right.
time.
I think injuries are really hurt them, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And that, look, again, the Rams ran the ball this past weekend. Do they come in and try to do that? I would, right? It shortens it out. I keep number 9 off the field. So. Game. More effective, I think we'll win the game Sunday.
Awesome.
If that makes any sense.
Y'all get done, come get something to eat.
Absolutely.
Right, you guys here, all right?
Derek, tell us a little bit, how excited are you, man, to have Deuce's restaurant here? Because every Friday, we're, you know, at Royal Street over there, you know, so excited to see the new location. What's it like, man?
I think it's going to be good. It's, you know, there's so many New Orleans Saints fans here mm-hmm. on the Gulf Coast, and along with, you know, Southern Miss, Mississippi State, and Ole Miss, and, of course, Deuce being from Mississippi and things like that.
Right.
I think it actually offers somebody to have, an attachment to something that they can call home or something they can go and watch and be a part of.
Uh-huh.
So I really think that it's a great thing. It's just like what Deuce said. You know, it's all about, you know, being a local thing. And that's where we are. We got 24 local taps from Brayden Beach, Florida, to Broussard, Louisiana. So we're the only ones on the Gulf Coast that have that. So we're excited. And one quick little story.
Sure.
Before we go to break. I used to be in sports. I was a weekend sports anchor in Jackson.
Uh-huh.
And so Deuce was running for Heisman. And so my last story, one of my first stories I ever did in Jackson was covering Deuce when they were running him for Heisman.
No kidding.
So he was like, wow, that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
But anyway,
I had a little fun going back and forth with him. I went to Southern Miss, and you can imagine what he calls my school at Southern Miss. Without the M, it's a P.
Right, or we get called the golden buzzard,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like mustard buzzards, all those other things.
Whatever. But,
whatever. You know, they wouldn't play us.
Hey, no, they won't. They still won't. Although we're playing, I don't know if you looked at Southern Miss's schedule.
Right.
You know,
we've got Bama next year.
We'll play Mississippi State at Troy, at Bama, all 3 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
Nobody else in the country.
Good luck
with that,
exactly.
So, yeah.
We come back, David Grubb. We'll chime in as the Pelicans pick up a win against the Clippers on Monday night. You know, Anthony Davis at 46 points. We'll talk to him a little bit about that. We come back to the Sports Hangover over on ESPN New Orleans.
Years, Golden Motors has been your local Chevy Buick new car dealer. I'm sure you've seen us around supporting our local schools, charities, and organizations. That's just our way to say thanks to all of you for being there for us at Golden Motors. Looking for a new Chevy or Buick? Or looking for that new or pre-owned any make and model? Give us a call at 325-1000 or visit us on the World Wide Web at goldenmotors.com. Golden Motors, Chevy, find new roads.
Fleet Supply Warehouse has been providing the highest quality name brand batteries from AC Delco. Batteries for marine, car, truck, SUV, RV, ATV, motorcycle, golf cart, and dry cell batteries. They have Baldwin filters and more. Fleet Supply has your belt supply needs, including automotive, lawn equipment, agriculture, marine, and industrial. They have one of the largest belt selections and inventory in South Louisiana, located on Venture Boulevard in Houma, or call 985-868-0430 or check them out on Facebook.
Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap on Royal Street has become a New Orleans favorite with its delicious southern coastal cuisine and its over 50 craft beers on tap. And now, when you travel to the Mississippi Gulf Coast, you can visit their new location inside the Boomtown Casino in Biloxi.
This is Deuce McAllister from Boomtown Casino Biloxi. Looking for a fun and inviting dining atmosphere to watch your favorite games? Stop by my newest addition to Boomtown Casino Biloxi, Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap.
Want more from your bank? Open a Cajun Pride checking account at State Bank and Trust Company and enjoy the benefits. Unlimited check writing, overdraft protection, online banking, mobile banking, debit card, ID theft assistance, safe deposit box discounts, prescription drug discounts, shopping, travel, entertainment discounts, and much more. Call or come in for more information about applicable fees and terms. State Bank and Trust Company. Cajun banking, served just the way you like it. State Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
Advanced Eye Institute in Cutoff is your hometown eye care provider. Dr. Darby Chasson is here to serve the eye care needs of your entire family. Full-service eye medical and vision services are provided in a friendly atmosphere. For the latest in designer frames to advancements in astigmatism and bifocal contact lenses, call Advanced Eye Institute at 985-632-2884 for your appointment today or visit their website at visionsource-drdarbychasson.com.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Just played. I mean, he's that good. It's not anything that we don't expect. As I said, sometimes I think we take for granted the 30 or 35 that he can get night in and night out, but it's not a surprise to me, and I don't think it's not a surprise to anybody else on the coaching staff or any of his teammates, really. If you're around him every day and you're at practice every day, you know the level that he can ascend to when he really needs to.
There it is, head coach Alvin Gentry on your Anthony Davis's games recently. 46 points, 16 rebounds, and helping the Pelicans win one. David Grubb, CrescentCitySports.com, covers the Pelicans. What are you rubbing your forehead and your brow for already?
It shouldn't have ever been a game to begin with.
Well, here you go
up
again.
By 20 points.
It's just you're not happy. Why can't you just be happy?
There shouldn't have been that close of a game.
David, why can't the intern just be happy? He put up his 46 and 16. Julius 27 himself. They won up by 20. At least they did something they haven't been doing and didn't do to start the road trip, and that was finish. So that's good enough for me. They actually finished the game.
Okay. I mean, you know, if that's what people want to be happy about, that's great. I mean, you have to be happy. If you're going to get through the rest of this, take the victories where you can. But, I mean, are we going to do this for every game? And that's where you are with this team, is you have to decide from game to game to how we're going to evaluate them.
See, David, now you got to get into evaluations and what they got to do. I'll say this. I was frustrated watching that game against the T-Wolves, especially when you see what the 27 rebounds Karl-Anthony Towns sort of had. And here's the conundrum, right? AD put up 46. Yes, he deserves the praise and all that. It's just, but should I be more excited about the 46 he put up last night? Or should I be more disappointed in what at times felt like towards the end of that game? I mean, he got outplayed by Karl-Anthony Towns. Couldn't stop Karl-Anthony Towns, and Karl-Anthony Towns stopped him. And I mean, I still see the block shots and, you know, the missed shots and really just the inability to rebound over him and stuff. It's hard because the guy put up almost 50 points, yet I would like to see him do that against a Karl-Anthony Towns.
I think, you know, Anthony is in this position now. His numbers are really hard to read. He's not a good stats, bad team guy, but there are also nights when he puts up great stats that don't necessarily involve the plays to make you win, like in the Minnesota game. So I understand exactly what you're talking about. I think last night was a much better game for him all around in the way he got his points. He was much more aggressive. He did it late, and he didn't. The shots he took, it felt like he was wanting to take those shots rather than settling for those shots late. So that, I think that is when you look at Anthony, that's what you kind of want to look at rather than just see the aggregate total and say, wow, he had this many points. How did he score them? When did he score them? Did he get to the free throw line? Did other people, were other of his teammates able to get points because he was scoring? Or was he scoring because no one else could? And so I think last night was one of his better performances in that regard.
When you take a look at the rest of the team, speak with David Grubb, Crescent City Sports covers the Pelicans. DM Grubb, way to follow him over on Twitter. And Drew Holiday, 19 points, 8 assists. That's also to go with 3 steals and 2 blocks. Drew was kind of doing it on both ends, wasn't he?
Yeah, he didn't shoot the ball particularly well, particularly in the first half. But when he needed to get to the rim, he did. And that was important offensively late for them to get baskets going to the basket. And then just defensively, he did an outstanding job. You didn't see Lou Williams getting big shots late. You didn't see the guards pretty much at all for the Clippers able to score late. You didn't see Gilgeous Alexander penetrating. So, and that was mainly because of Drew Holiday's effort on the perimeter. So he being able to shut down the Clippers, who have okay guards at scoring outside of Williams, to just make them non-factors offensively. Again, for him to be able to do that every night is just one of the exceptional feats in the league right now. And I really hope he gets rewarded with an all-star bid this year.
Yeah, I hear you, man. Thank you so much for that, because I'm with you. I think he's as important as having AD into this, and I think people, you know, need to recognize or realize that. Mirotić, no points in 17 minutes. Is he all right, or is he just still trying to work his way back in?
I think they just don't know what to do yet as far as rhythm-wise. He's now back. He's on the bench rather than being a starter for this team, which he had been pretty much since he got to New Orleans. And then if you've missed that many games, yeah, it's just, I think they're trying to figure out again where are his spots. How do we get Nico the ball in good catches? And part of what made him so successful at the beginning of the season was he was scoring without the ball at times. He was cutting to the basket and getting points that way. So I think he and Elfrid have to get their timing back. The rotations have to start coming back around, because it still feels like Alvin Gentry's playing a lot with the lineup, that there isn't a consistency in the rotation again, because you're bringing all these guys back into it. And then you're taking more guys out. So you've seen no Solomon Hill, no Ian Clark. So I think all those things are just kind of impacting Nico as well.
Tomorrow the team goes to Golden State, and it's always an interesting game against them. Any shot Boogie plays against the Pelicans, or at least even comes out there. I know that he's targeting to want to get on the court.
I don't think they'll play him in that game. But I do think the Pelicans have a chance to win this basketball game. And this is for somebody who crushes them on their lack of consistency. But I think Golden State, because they are so weak on the inside, is a great matchup for the Pelicans right now. And if the Pelicans cannot turn the basketball over, and hopefully, again, if you build up a double-digit lead, you know, obviously the Warriors can make up ground very quickly, but the Pelicans just cannot turn the ball over. They've got to rebound throughout and not try to get into a shooting contest. The Pelicans' bread and butter is going to be in the paint. Don't start feeling like you need to shoot jumpers with the Warriors. You're not going to beat them that way, but the Pelicans can beat them, I believe.
All right, so David, you have Golden State tomorrow night. That game is going to be on ESPN, a nationally televised game. Then at Portland, and those games are always fun. At Memphis, that game's always tough, and that is on Martin Luther King Day. That's a 4:30 game, and that will be on TNT. When you look at the remaining games on this road trip, look, 11 days, 5 games. Is 3-2 a bad trip?
No. If before going out, I mean, you could have easily seen this being a 1-4 trip. So if they can pull off a 3-2, come back, and then you've got 5 tough home games, and you've been playing well at home, get a 3-2 there, you're 6-4, and you start getting into some kind of rhythm. If they get 7-3, you start feeling a lot better about the team as you go towards the trade deadline, and maybe you become a buyer rather than a seller.
Interesting. Do you think this team makes a splash move or just a move before the trade deadline?
I don't believe there is a splash move to be made for this team because there are so many teams still in the mix and the market for those players that could really be needle movers is going to be extremely the prices are going to be higher than the Pelicans can afford. But I believe some move will be made to try to augment the bench, either a guard or a forward. But I don't see a major move being made, especially too when you have a lot of long-term considerations for this team. It's really tough to go all in and make a giant splash.
Pels 3.5 out of the 8th and final spot. Utah holding that on to right now. 6.5 back of the top seed, the Denver Nuggets. Pels 9 games behind that, so there's your 3.5. David Grubb, go check him out over on CrescentCitySports.com. Plus, we like to chat with him at least once a week. Always appreciate your time at DM Grubbs, the way to be followed over on Twitter. Thanks, David. Have a good day.
You do the same. Talk to you later.
Come here for Atlanta saying now, or reporters talking to the mayor.
Reporter asks, who do you want to go to the Super Bowl in Atlanta?
Mm-hmm.
And the Atlanta mayor responded with, just any other team than the Saints.
It's only one other team. It's Mr. and Mrs. Mayor. It's, I mean, that's really all it's boiled down to. I remember very clearly as we go to break, when that possibility existed, when it was Atlanta and San Francisco in the NFC Championship game, I either ran restaurants or... I mean, they did. I'm telling you. They contemplated putting a close sign. Shutting down plumbing work needed to do, you know, remodeling needed to do. I'm just telling you. Look, Jordan and I talked on our way over here. Saints win on Sunday. We're going to spend a good week on getting you prepared. We're going to talk to their...
Getting the chief police.
We're gonna talk to people because I don't know what kind of welcome you're gonna get, and I want to make sure you stay out of trouble. I want to make sure what's an open container. I want to know all the rules and everything to let you have a good time. We're at Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap in the Boomtown Casino in Biloxi, Mississippi. We'll come back live next on ESPN New Orleans.
Lady of the Sea After Hours Clinic has moved to the new Lady of the Sea Cutoff Clinic, located directly in front of the hospital off of Highway 1 in Galliano. The same After Hours staff will continue to see patients from 5 to 9 p.m. weekdays and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on weekends with no appointment necessary. Now the convenience of a walk-in clinic with a pharmacy at the same location is available for our community. Same provider in a new environment. Lady of the Sea After Hours Clinic, here when you need us.
Cars that sound like this. trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
We parents hear our kids say lots of things that can get us pretty worked up. Things like,
look, Ma, no hands.
And,
ouch, that hurts.
Look, you'll never completely stop worrying about your kids. But you can breathe a little easier with free or low-cost health insurance through Medicaid and CHIP programs in your state. The truth is, they're covering more kids and teens than ever before. So even if you've applied in the past, even if you don't qualify, your kids can now be eligible for regular doctor and dentist visits, prescriptions, and more. So the next time you hear,
ooh, I don't feel so good,
relax. Your kids can be covered.
Get us kids covered today. Families of four earning up to $49,200 a year or more may qualify. Just go to insurekidsnow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. That's 1-877-543-7669. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
What if the kid who cut your grass worked like most financial advisors? Instead of a straight-up $20, you'd get some confusing bill with surcharges and add-ons. What the heck is a blade height adjustment fee? Creative planning is different. Our fiduciary advisors work off one transparent fee structure, and we never receive commissions on your investments. Dial 866-436-3415 for a free, no-obligation consultation with Creative Planning. Investment strategies recommended by Creative Planning are not assured of earning a profit or avoiding a loss in declining markets.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Cattingill.
You know, it's interesting. NFL Live right now is showing some of the top plays for the New Orleans Saints. And they show the Reggie Bush 88-yard touchdown there, and which he scored in the flipping zone. It's funny because we're at Deuce McAllister's old Saint Kitchen attack, Jordan. And I remember one of the game before that was against the Eagles, in which I still to this day I call it the Deuce game. I mean, that was still one of the greatest, coolest moments of being in Omen, just literally seeing a player say, here you go, put the team on my back, we're running, stop me. And it didn't happen. The game-winning drive with him essentially running all the way down the field in a number of plays. And was one of the early indications of, oh, no, Sean, what are you doing? Cold and snow, let's throw the ball everywhere. I would have loved to have seen more carries for Deuce in that Eagle, in that Bears NFC Championship game. To this day, I feel they do that, they win that game. So it kind of leads to our question of the day we're talking about today here at Boomtown Casino in Biloxi. What is the game plan for you? What would be your top two, three sort of things that you want to put in your game plan if you're the Saints? On Tuesdays, that's when they get together, the coaching staff, and they put together their game plan that they will practice tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, walk through on Saturday. What you got? Lots of people saying it's stopping the run for the Rams. Todd Gurley, right? I think that's easily apparent and obvious, especially coming off of a 273 yards rushing against the Cowboys. Join the intern. You have a bit of breaking news, though. We've been seeing this. I've been getting texts. We couldn't confirm it. Mike Triplett, ESPN.com, has confirmed it. What is it?
Former State and former Rams defensive tackle Tyron Walker is coming back to help fill the void after Saints lost defensive tackle Sheldon Rankins to a torn Achilles.
That's a good get. First off, I thought Walker made some plays for the Saints. I thought that was nice. Secondly, what did you say, former Saint and?
Former Rams.
Mm-hmm.
Or former Ram.
Mm-hmm.
Little revenge.
Why don't you have a little seat right here next
tell
to
us,
me.
Tell us what. Tell
that's
us
right.
The kind of game plan.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. It's Charlie from Georgia letting us know defense wins championships as he is part of the festivities here for the grand opening party. AJ Klein on Todd Gurley.
He's a big guy. He's a big back.
but he's able to create mismatches in the open field. He's got great contact balance. I mean, he runs hard and creates mismatches in the open field. So for us, a big thing moving forward this week is gang tackling, I think, getting multiple bodies around these backs and not let them create those one-on-one matchups.
You know, I think it's one of those things, too. With Gurley, it's easy to sort of say, okay, go ahead and try to stop him. He's had to kind of shoulder that load. With C.J. Anderson, three straight 100-plus yard games, 20-plus carries.
I'm not worried.
You're not worried about Popeye Biscuit, huh?
Mm-mm. When's the last time he's ran for that many yards in a single game?
Three straight weeks. He's run over 100 yards.
He's not going to do it four. He's not going to do it a fourth time.
All right, okay, David Onyemata on really that rotation in the middle here, and obviously with Rankins being out, how that's going to happen. Look, Taylor Stallworth, you're saying Tyron Walker, and he needs to come up to speed and all that. But again, it's another body, and again, he is familiar with this team here as well. But Onyemata on the rotation up the middle.
Yeah, definitely. You know, just having the guys step up, and we've been playing pretty decent. We've been playing pretty good the past couple weeks and all that. So just having the guys step up and be ready to take more of a bigger role, you know. So.
I can't. I just, you got to retweet this. Do you see what I'm looking at?
No.
I am paying attention. But the Rams 1 hour ago, thanks to Brian and Elise for bringing this to my attention. I've never seen anything like this. I'm not making this up. And so, Jordan's going to really, he's going to retweet this. The Rams, an hour ago, tweeted with the little fire alarm or the siren emojis. In between it, 5 days in all caps. It's the Rams kind of fist pumping, you know, getting ready to go.
GIF.
Yes. You know who immediately commented right below that?
Can't guard Mike.
No, at Atlanta Falcons. The official Atlanta Falcons Twitter site, hashtag LA Rams, and it's a GIF of Matt Ryan getting the crowd up and going.
Wonder if the Rams responded, like, we don't need your help.
I've never seen this. The Rams are just flat. I mean, the Falcons are flat out. They're not even holding back now. The Falcons are flat out.
I mean, the mayor said they didn't want the Saints.
The mayor doesn't want the Saints there. And the Falcons Twitter account, the team itself, essentially, hashtag LA Rams with the little Ram emoji. And now they're tweeting GIFs of, come on, let's go. I mean, it's...
We got Falcons players. We got the official Twitter.
We
have the mayor.
Yep. Tekiris McKinley wants them to do him a favor. The mayor says anyone but Saints fans. And now the Falcons, literally.
Official Twitter of the Falcons.
Yep. 1:01 p.m. Here's the GIF of Matt Ryan, noodle arm, trying to get the whole 400 people in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
That looks like the old Georgia
Dome. I was going to say, that's why I went Georgia Dome. It looks like an older GIF. They didn't even use a new GIF because no one was there this season in their new home games. But anyway, go ahead. Check it out. Look for yourself. Oh, there it is. And there's the GIF of Arthur Blank doing his dance, the creepy dance with the two arms out. Then there's a GIF of Steve Stone Cold Austin trying to do the stunner move on.
Yeah.
On Williams.
We're not even going to bring that up.
No, I get it. It's
January 14th isn't a good day for Saints fans.
It's beautiful. I'm retweeting it. Have fun. So here's the thing, though. It's why I always say it's a rivalry. It's a rivalry, right? It's a rivalry because of this. What are you tweeting?
I'm retweeting it with a comment.
Okay.
Give us your thoughts, Saints fans.
Give us your thoughts. What's up, Joey? Oh, Thomas. I thought you said Gus. Sorry about that. What's up, Thomas? Thanks for giving the show a call. What you got, Thomas?
Appreciate it. Hey, Gus. How you doing?
Mm-hmm. Hey, Gus. How you doing? Good, man.
I'm just calling in. I think that this week someone else has to step up big time other than Michael Thomas. You know, he went nuts last week, as he did in that first Rams game, but unfortunately, Aqib Talib is not Marcus Peters, and someone else can have to step up. 44 yards from the number two receiver this week just isn't going to cut it like it did last week. Anyway, those are my thoughts.
Let me ask you this: if you had tickets to Sunday, would you sell them or would you go?
That's tough. How much am I getting for him?
I don't know. I mean, like, so what? How much would you need? One time, two time, three time face value.
Man, it would have to be at least two times. I wouldn't even consider anything less than that. And it would have to be probably.
Okay,
probably
so at least two time because somebody on Facebook. Okay, because somebody on Facebook, Thomas, said you have to consider this for those considering selling their tickets. Could be the last time you see Drew Brees. What if they win and he walks away and you're done? You don't get to see him.
Well, when you put it that way, I mean, honestly, just thinking about Drew leaving is a depressing thought.
Turns your stomach? Yeah. No, I get you. No, it turns your stomach. I saw the Taysom Hill pass to Kamara. It looks beautiful. I get it. Drew Brees is special, and I get that he's not throwing the bomb and all. I understand the guy is special. But I guess that's why I look at it like this, Thomas. I got a son. I got a wife. That could pay for a vacation if I get $2,000 for my $300 tickets, right? I mean, I could. I hear you. That's hard not to think about it, but in all honesty, though, here's the thing. I can go on vacation. I can go to other games. You very rarely get the opportunity, at home nonetheless, to see to go to the Super Bowl. This is to go to the Super Bowl. The only thing that would top that would be to see the Super Bowl in person. I mean, and actually see them hoist the Lombardi. But in this franchise history, they've gone once. This is an opportunity to go twice. And the first time was there. And I still get goosebumps when you just type in on YouTube. And due to technology and the cell phones, we're not anywhere where they were now. You can have 70,000 there. There will have 70,000, you know, cell phone videos of if it's a kick like it was for Hartley to send them to the Super Bowl. I mean, I still get goosebumps, right, to see the kick and the way people celebrating and crying and tearing. Now, I get it. They'd never done it before, but I just still think, to me, you can't put a value on that. The ability to maybe take my dad, sit down next to him, see them go to the Super Bowl, man. It doesn't happen often. It took, I don't know, 9 years, essentially, right, to get another opportunity to winning it. That's why, to me, I go, unless it's a lot.
Yeah, I think years from now, when people talk about this, you know, knock on wood, obviously, no one's going to ask, hey, how much did you make for those NFC Championship game tickets? Right? People are going to ask, where you went to build it. You know, I mean, that's
exactly right.
About.
That's exactly right.
Numbers not being
well,
there.
Thomas, you can always lie. So. Thanks for the phone call, man. I appreciate it. You can always lie. Join the intern would lie. Thanks for the phone call. I know he would. You would lie, wouldn't you? You would say it was great.
Yeah.
Yep. And then you'd spend your money.
Yeah.
Some Saints fan you are. Unbelievable. Sports Hangover continues next live from Biloxi. Boomtown Casino right in front of the brand new Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap on ESPN New Orleans.
Every favorite has been reborn. The Caddyshack Bar and Grill is now Vinny's Caddyshack. Come check out the newly renovated bar, revamped liquor selection, and be sure to grab one of our specialty cocktails. If you are looking for a great lunch or want to unwind after a long day at the office, then look no further than Vinny's. Join us for the best happy hour in town. And we're open until 5 a.m. every night. Come see the all-new Vinny's at 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie.
Drop-In Fix is Bayou Country's premier technology one-stop shop. From iPhones and Galaxies to iPads and tablets, Drop-In Fix has quick turnaround service for all your devices. Stop by our Houma or Thibodeau locations or find us on Facebook. From laptops and desktops to TVs and printers, Drop and Fix can get your devices back up and running in no time. Drop and Fix, the Tri-Parish's premier technology one-stop shop.
You Bet Your Boots footwear store has been in business since 1979. Their bestsellers are the Irish Setter, Two Harbors, and Marshall series. You Bet Your Boots also carries Red Wing, Irish Setter, Forks, and Dan Post. Do you have foot, knee, or back pain? Try their corrective insoles and footwear by Svenko, focusing mainly on the working man. They can also accommodate a casual fit in their Dan Post line. So shop until you drop at Bet Your Boots on Bayou Gardens Boulevard for discounts between 15% and 20%.
Vision Communication is proud to announce LightWave, a breakthrough in television viewing. The interactive programming guide is awesome for finding your favorite shows quickly. More channels are available, plus multi-room DVR, easy to search video on demand, and new apps such as local weather. You can even customize your settings for more control. LightWave is here. Call today to get a great introductory offer. It's part of our promise to bring you a better vision.
Hi, I'm Lindy LaRue with Donlin Construction. Are you thinking about starting a new project? Well, if you have an idea, we'll make it happen. Donlin Construction, a state licensed contractor, offers many services from site work, concrete paving and foundations, to customized office buildings and warehouses. Whatever service you require, Donlin Construction will make it happen. Just call 985-798-7788. Donlin Construction.
When you're sick, you want to be close to home. World-class medicine doesn't require a trip to the city because the best care is close to home at Thibodaux Regional. We're continually adding new services, and our team of physicians has grown to more than 250.
That's a lot of doctors.
More doctors, more services, treating more conditions.
And keeping more families healthy.
World-class medicine, right here, close to home at Thibodaux Regional.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Welcome back to Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap in Biloxi, Mississippi, the Boomtown Casino. The grand opening for Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap. We will still be on Fridays over at the New Orleans location, 132 Royal Street. We wanted to be a part of the grand opening, so thanks to everybody that's come here. Deuce, is he still signing? Go see if he's still signing. Is he still signing over there? It's a lot of dedication. You wonder how the arm's still working there, because he was well before we got here.
I would have just got a stamp of my signature and just
a stamp, huh? Wow. So you wouldn't even bestow the time and effort to whatever fan wanted your signature.
One signature transferred to a stamp.
That's unbelievable.
Ink.
Wow.
To paper.
Tell you what.
To paper.
Not only did I never think that anybody would want anything from you, but the lack of sentimental effort that you would put through on that, that's unbelievable.
I mean, when you have that many people.
No, you have none. So if anyone wanted to come up and get a signature.
I don't want to get arthritis in my thumb.
Arthritis. There we go. Carpal tunnel, huh?
Yeah.
Teron Armstead on the run game of the Rams.
Any given Sunday. Really? They did a good job executing the game plan. They got C.J. Anderson rolling and Todd, too. But they just went out and executed. They had a great game plan, and it made it happen.
How rare is that to have a guy who, you know, wasn't on an NFL team earlier this month and, you know, goes in and has, I think it was 123 yards and two touchdowns?
He's a proven player. It's not by accident. He's done it. He's been the guy in Denver for some years. So he's a proven player. I'm pretty sure our defense will take note and they'll be ready for him.
Mm-hmm. C.J. Anderson. Emmett who? Barry who? Brian and Ola East keeps telling me I'm talking up C.J. Anderson too much. The guy's had 120-plus yard games, three straight games, 100-plus yards. I mean, yes, it's been against the 49ers and the Cardinals. The last one was against the Cowboys.
The Cowboys.
Yeah. 800-998-1003, throwing it out there, a couple of questions for you, Saints-related. What are some of your points of emphasis for the game plan? Tuesday, coaching staff puts together the game plan. Also, your thoughts on
would you sell your tickets?
Apparently, a lot of Saints fans are selling their tickets on Facebook and such, and people are shaming those fans. And Jordan just retweeted the Falcons putting a GIF of Matt Ryan getting the crowd going, and then hashtag LA Rams. So they're rooting for the Rams wholeheartedly now. The mayor of Atlanta then also said,
"Just give us your thoughts." The mayor of teams. She would rather other teams than the Saints.
Yes.
Be in the Super Bowl.
She wants nobody from New Orleans in her fair city. Or his fair city. I don't know. Is it he or she? Either way, the mayor. Eric, thanks for calling the Sports Hangover. What you got?
My three keys to the game
his coaching.
Hello, Eric.
Because I think Sean Payton, he get a little bit ahead of himself, and, you know, with the two offensive minds going at it, he might try to outthink himself and try to outcoach McVay. Special Taysom, I call it. I don't say special teams. I say special Taysom. I think we should put him back there to return punt. You know, do something special somewhere on the field and stopping the run, man, like we've been doing all season. We the number two defense in the league. People don't recognize that. They just say the Rams ran for 200 yards. They didn't run against the number two defense last week.
Okay. All right. I got it. Here's an interesting point of it, too, that I'll bring up. They had their way on the line, got to establish the run and do that. Goff still didn't throw a touchdown pass, and they only wound up winning by 8. So it's not like they blew out Dallas on that by putting that their effort on the ground. So I guess that's one way to look at it for sure, right?
Right, right. And then they don't have the advantage of being at home. And, you know, you get a couple false starts. Now you're at 1st and 20, 1st and 15. You can't run the ball on 1st and 15. So we got that working in our favor.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Look, don't feel advantage is real, man. And a lot of people, Eric, especially on the team, Mark Ingram, and I'll play that bite here coming up in a little bit, he said absolutely it matters. He said it fuels them and it affects the opposing defenses. Thanks for the phone call, man. I appreciate it.
All right. I had something to say on the tickets, man. I had a little comment on that.
Go ahead, man. Sure, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Okay. Sorry about that, man. If you want to give your take on it. Corey, what you got, man? Got about a minute and a half.
Quick question. I think this pretty much do what they've been doing this whole season, pretty much controlling the game, the defense staying out. Drew pretty much makes smart decisions with the ball and with the tickets. Because I have triplets. So you think that game ain't that big enough for me to pretty much go to that game. Like I said, I see Drew on Facebook. I see Drew on TV. I see Drew any other time. So, I mean, when you got three kids like that, guess what? Man, I'm in the diapers and clothes you can buy with that face value ticket. So, yeah, that's what I do with it, guys.
My man, let me tell you something. I had that talk, man. You know, it's like, Carver turned two and we're like, all right, you know, do we add to the Cat and Gail family and stuff? And the number one thing is financial. I mean, it is. You know, I with
right.
triplets, dude. First off,
yeah, I got triplets.
God bless you. Jordan does not believe that I don't eat dinner till 9:15, 9:30. Like, he doesn't get it. He's like, what are we doing tomorrow? Whatever. I'm like, dude, I'm not now. 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock. I can talk to you. It's true.
I'm following you on social media. You get a chance to go to Trio Dad. You'll see the triplets on there. But yeah, I mean, I got kids. They're 3 years old. I mean, you know how many diapers and all that stuff I can do with it. But so, like I said, Drew, he understand. He get it. So,
hey, I hear you. Hey, tweet at me and I'll follow you back, man.
All right, then.
Sounds good, man. Appreciate it. 800-998-1003. We will continue with our number three live from Biloxi, Mississippi, the Boomtown Casino. It's Deuce McAllister's Old State Kitchen and Tap on ESPN New Orleans.